Okay, so just a little look at the topic on this week's parsha. Parsha is Vayakil, Kudi Vayakil. So the pasuk tells us, "Vayavoyu ha'anoshim al hanoshim." We're talking here about the donation to the Nidbus and Mishkan. So it says the Anoshim came along with or in addition to the Anoshim, and they brought valuable items to the Mishkan, these items of jewelry that are listed. So what does it mean? This expression that the men came along with the ladies, was it? The men came along with the ladies in what? What's it coming to tell us? So let's take a little look at some of the Mephoreshim and some halakhic points that come out from this. So firstly, first and foremost, the Rambam says a poshut pshat idea. The Tav Vayavoyu HaMoshim Al HaMoshim. The meaning of this, that the men came along with the ladies. Ba'avur, ki anadom of the Tashitim, hi mitzuya eitza HaMoshim Yosef. The items mentioned here in the poshut at first are Tashitim, items of jewelry. Now who had mainly items of jewelry? Mainly the ladies. So the ladies were the main donators of the items of jewelry. The Kula Omer, they all had them. Uporkun is there, the Tamisim, the Yadu Bolchila, and they willingly removed their rings and their earrings, and they came right away. Kula Moshe, Hashem Nimsulayam, and also those men who had these items also a dear Omer. He turned Al Moshe for the meaning of the word Al Moshe in addition to the Moshe, that indicates Shehen Hoyu Shomar Rishonah. They were sort of primary over here, and the men were in addition. So why were they primary and the men in addition? So they said, because they were the ones who mainly had these items. So Platin and the men came along with them, whoever also had some of these items. Well, let's take a little look at a different idea, a sort of halakhic type of idea. There's a well-known halakha that the Gemara says in Bava Kamma. It's a bright one. The Gemara says, "Gavoy tzoka mekablin mehem dovam wut avaloi dovam uru." Is one allowed to accept tzoka from a lady? Now we know that the general latitude is nashi kono isha kono bayo. So the property in the house belongs to the husband. So somebody gets tzoka, not son of law, married woman. Yes, married woman.
And our mother actually
has got her own property. Yeah. So a guy stop and knocks on the door of a married couple, a common scenario. The lady answers the door, the husband's not in, and she wants to give something. So is one allowed to accept from them a stop? It's not her property. So the Gemara says that you can accept from them a double mut, not a double maruba. A small amount, not a large amount. Presumption being that a small amount, I mean that sum, we're entitled to presume that the husband agreed. A large amount, we presume, needs explicit permission from the husband. So how do we settle this? Says the forum of our apostle. What does it mean the Hanoshim came, Al Hanoshim? Explains this forum, Im Hanoshim Hamisnavois, Bolo for Hanoshim Shalomim. Along with the ladies who donated, along came their husbands. Not like the Rambam who says, along with the ladies who donated, also came some men who donated. Along with the ladies who were donating, came their husbands, lahatskin bin adama, to express their permission for this donation. So that the gavoy tzoka of the Mishkan would feel entitled, would have the right to accept from it. She'ein mekavim bin ha-noshim el adama vort. In line with this principle, one can only accept from noshim a adama vort. So, here we are. This donation was not a adama vort, it was a large amount. A large amount needs the explicit haskama of the husband, so that is why the men came.
Seems a bit strange.
Yeah.
Because the men should have just gone themselves and taken it all, and the women could have been snooed at home.
Right. Okay, I can only think that maybe they were so filled with excitement and enthusiasm that they sort of ran off there, and the men were like dragged behind, you know, by a person, because they saw the wives again, they were happy to give them the principle, they understood that if it was going to be accepted, they would have to go. Yeah. Okay, let's go from here to just be my eye a little in some of the halakhos which go around this idea, this theme, when can one yes and when can one not accept stock of the mushrooms of a moor, of a maruba. So first of all, let's define a little more closely. What does it mean, a dava mu'at? And what does it mean, a dava meruah? What is a small amount? What is a large amount? So the Gemara says the following episode. Ravina ikla lebein mechoizim. Ravina came to this region called mechoizim. Also, not she's the baby of Chayzot, the ladies of that place came. Rabu Kamei Kavli Bishiri Kabul Milai. And they came and donated various items of jewelry to Ravina, who was collecting for Tzokka. And Ravina accepted it. Amale Rabu Tzfar the Ravina. So Rabu Tzfar asked Ravina, what's going on here? So I'll tell you. Gabai Tzokka Mekabli Mehem Dabba Mut of Aloy Dabba Muruba. How can you accept it? Ah, the rule is that we're only allowed to accept the Dabba Mu'at, not the Dabba Mu'at. So answers the Gemara. He said to him, Amalei, so Ravina answered back, you know what? Hani the B'nai Mechoyza of Dabba Mu'at. These items, for these people of B'nai Mechoyza, who were wealthy people, it was a wealthy region, for them it's a Dabba Mu'at. So that is the cloud given over here, also the Gemara, also mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, that Dabba Mu'at and Dabba Meruba is not an absolute amount. We can't give exact figures how much is a Dabba Mu'at and how much is a Dabba Meruba. It has to be looked at within the context of the people we're talking about. A Dabba Mu'at for a wealthy person is not the same thing as a Dabba Mu'at for a poor or average person. Okay, so that's one point. Now another discussion. What about a lady who generally the husband gives her a shus to do as she wishes within the household? The husband doesn't question her on every penny that's spent. It's not like every shekel that's given out, the husband says, come to me for permission, does it go to this, does it go to that? I tell her, yeah, she runs the house. He goes to work or goes to the cuddle or whatever it is, and she runs the house. So does that also give her permission to do the same for Tzokah? If she's overseeing all the outgoings of the household, maybe the same is for Tzokah too. So, said the Yashal Shlomo, V'ravam kosav v'seif v'tzoklas paneach. V'ravam is one of the Rishonim, right? Sha'idna v'noshim apotropsim sha'balem. Nowadays, ladies are the apotropos, the runner of the household, the overseer of all the property of the husband's luxury man called on. And therefore you can accept for anything. There's two sorts of suffering. Yeah, and the more recent suffering panel, which is Rabbi, or well known, and there's a Rishon who's also known as suffering panel, less well known. So he says, well, nowadays they run the household, so you can accept everything. The chen mekabli mehem kol tzedakah apilu dava meruah. Says the Yom Tov Shlomo himself that one has to know, not so poshut. Mekol hakim nireh dafka kol lefi habal v'vakisha. The Nevamim ikri ishtadlusa b'tzoy habayis ve'ein apu kodesh al dava meruah. Sometimes it isn't really like that. The husband doesn't necessarily give her permission to spend the money as she wishes. But Avim Yapotropos, even if generally he does, because Mokonim Ein Habal Marushem or Erech Zelahutzi Lutzorek Habayis, only to spend money for the Tzorek Habayis. One cannot necessarily take that as an indication that the husband gives her general freedom to spend on whatever she wishes and however she wishes. It means that within the Tzorek Habayis, the husband is not medactic with her. Spend money for the Tzorek Habayis as is necessary. I feel as if it. Even maybe to do a little bit of basic business with the household items that are related to soccer through from just Bible. One cannot take that as being an indication that the husband lets her do as she wishes with everything else in the house. So we cannot necessarily take money from the lady, even if she generally runs the money affairs of the household. But one stage further, what about a lady who does her own business? She's a business lady. She makes her own parnassus. She doesn't just look after the finances of the house, which the husband brings in. She actually has her own income. So, with that, says the Oracle Shulchan on this point. The Yesh Misha Soga, the Isha of Yeshia Sukha Vimitsukha, there is an opinion who maintains that a lady who has her own income We do not sit on this kama ish mashu kama ish or kama bal. That only applies to a lady who basically doesn't have income. The husband supports the house, and if she makes occasional something comes into her, mashu kama ish or kama bal. A lady who is her own businesswoman, some say that there's no mashu kama ish or kama bal. The fees are, according to this opinion, meisha kazu the vade rashoy lichak stoker. From such a lady, you can certainly accept stock on time to presume that the money that she gives is her own money. But after the rearing of Zinzet, even though this is not absolutely certain, this is a machloikos, it's not clear, it's possible that you say it's not a dollar poshut, the kolmoka in the Indian stocker, etcha lispoes haldeos. Now, as regards collecting stocker, one can rely on this opinion.
Very common.
Yeah, a lot of things have changed, as you say. Okay, two other interesting points. Don't worry, read them inside. I'll summarize the two other interesting shaitans going around this evening. What if the lady says to you that her husband gives her permission to give you this donation? So this is what you're going to discuss.
Is what you refer to as an Eidechad name on this room, or Eid, as I say, an Eidechad in Mamonis, where there are normally, there are normally a woman in Mamonis.
Yeah, he doesn't really put it up that way. He just says that this whole halacha is minas stuff, because it's not really. But probably we don't really need for this for really general ages. We don't need for full ages or such thing. We just need like an indication of sort of giving mufa. So like in a sense, this whole halakha is really minasta. But if she says that she's giving it with the rishus of the permit of the husband, while entitled to believe her, there's no reason. Why should we be suspicious as being shakeres? There's no indication of such a thing. And one other final fascinating shayla, which actually is a machlokes between the Novi Yehuda and Aruch HaShulchan over here, which is, there is a halacha which is, doesn't really apply nowadays, because we don't have the class to enforce it, which is that in the ideal world, when Beis Din has class to run society al pi Torah, so the Beis Din would estimate how much stock each person is obliged to give. They would be able to access each person's financial affairs. I don't know how they did that exactly. They had some understanding of how
financial affairs are probably very less complicated.
Right, it was a lot more simple and obvious than those times. Mm-hmm. They made some estimation of how much each person in the town was obliged to give. Mm-hmm. And if that person didn't give, then they would force him to give. They had their ways and means, and they would oblige him to give that stock. So the Lord Yehuda was asked, what about somebody where the husband doesn't give stock to be what he should be giving? But if you knock on the door when the husband's not home and the wife's dead, so the wife will give you. So the shayla is, are you allowed to take from such a wife a dov of a rubber, which the wife says is not more than the amount that the husband should really be given, because we don't or haven't extracted the money from that husband. So,
and how is that all that information? And there's not giving potato or whatever.
It's hard to be Messiah, really, how you would really know. As you say again, maybe once upon a time things were more simple and straightforward.
Well, I think
for sure
people always think that
I would be much more money. Yeah, I think that's true as well. Yeah. So the Rebbe Yehuda says that Chasushan, you're not allowed to even cover it, and it's because it gets on gomel. And the reason he gives is, even though there is this principle of basically clicking on soccer, but he says, me son for Isha the Shein Fetis. She's not a man. Most of them are perfect, she's not perfect. And even the basic.
You never ever know what these rules and motivations are, you know.
That's also true, but maybe Louis Sir would be able to, maybe we wouldn't have to miss touching different motivation. So she's got a different motivation, but this is that. And in fact, the honor of the show ball, the honor of the show, would you believe it, is not so complicated. This chat, whatever you want. He says that Vishwama, in a time when the Basin had got a kaya to do kafir, to force him, so then we wouldn't be permitted to go via this sort of backdoor route and extract money from him in a sort of roundabout manner. But if nowadays, the old Shulchan, in his times, where we have no Eshelot in extracting money from somebody who really should be giving more stuff, no, you just don't have any way of dealing with it. So, says the old Shulchan, we can issue a sort of such in principle that the man is obliged to give his money, and then we can accept it from the world. This is like an alternative to fear, and he even suggests that he doesn't know, but maybe in the times of the Rebbe Yehuda, basically still has kaya to extract money with some means of fear, and that's why he offers his pshat. But nowadays, that it's not so, you could maybe accept something like that.